At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go with this one. Start with us here in the room. What would you say you're either never going to give up or you eventually will give up or you've given up? Ooh. So in other words,
there's certain
things out there you go, I should stop doing that one day.
I mean, I know I should stop smoking, but I'm still smoking. I'm not unaware of the damage that it does to me. Some I know stuff. I should stop drinking. I'm aware of the damage that it does to me. But I'm not really putting those on my list of things until the doctor says, look, do this or die. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm like, yeah.
See, mushrooms, I'm done with. That's one I know for a fact.
As in as a definitive hallucinogenics. Fact.
Correct. I'll still keep eating the ones that send me to the ER, but I am not doing the ones.
I just can't believe you don't like mushrooms.
I
just think
it's
they're fantastic.
It's just a weird. I just, for some reason, my body does not do well on them.
I don't know. I don't know that I have anything that I'm planning on not doing anymore. I know a lot of things that I should mm-hmm. stop doing, but I can't think of anything that I really plan on
doing. Right, like I gave up peanut butter.
What?
Yep.
The sleepwalking fear thing? Choking your sleep?
I am trying to do everything I can to keep myself from dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Generally how we operate.
In weird ways. Like, I don't want to choke to death with a spoon of peanut butter in my mouth. And they say,
and that's fair. That just seems like an unreasonable fear.
Look, they'll say, like, what? Okay. He choked to death. He was living by himself. All right. What did he eat? Maybe I got a hot dog lodged in there.
Right.
Or something like that. Maybe I just choked on a piece of steak. Oh, no. Miles had a spoon in his mouth full of cream and peanut butter.
Yeah.
And that's how he died. And that's how it would go down.
That's a crummy way to die.
It really is. I mean, it's embarrassing.
But I think we talked about it before. When you live alone, choking on anything, like...
Yeah, your fear goes up for sure.
Yeah, and it just... there's just no win. Like, it just... I don't know. Like, look, dying sucks overall.
Right, yeah.
But again, I get attacked by a great white or, like, eaten by a bear. It's
cool.
Like, Ted went out like a soldier.
Not with Jeff.
It's like, yeah. It's
you
like,
went out like a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
If you talk to any soldier, they're like, I wouldn't get in the ocean to fight a shark.
But it's tough.
I hear what you're saying, but that's a legacy.
Imagine
you can't enjoy your own legacy. We go, man. I mean, Ted fought for his life. He punched the shark in the eye, all this stuff, and shook him back and forth like Quinn until Ted snapped in half. And they go, oh, my God, that's dramatic. And they go, yeah, but Ted's not here to enjoy.
But, like, look at my cousin Christina, right? Like, you know, she passed away. It was sad, but it's like, oh, she fought cancer, this and that. Imagine you're at my funeral, and it's like, hey, choked on a cheese steak.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
But I would blame people for laughing.
And people like say the peanut butter and jelly. To me, it's peanut butter and milk. I need milk.
You don't do the jelly?
No, those are my combinations.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
I will if I make a sandwich.
Sure.
But it is a must. Even if I have a PB&J, I really just want a glass of milk.
Yeah, PB&J.
And very rarely do I want a glass of milk. That's like not one of those things I do.
Glass of milk to me, if you're going to have some donuts on like a Saturday or Sunday,
yeah,
got to have milk.
Right. This is just a handful of things.
I would do coffee.
Now,
I think the last time I had a glass of milk, it was a very small glass, and I just had horrible heartburn.
All right.
And I don't even hate milk, but for whatever, like, it sits in our fridge. I know other people are drinking it, but other than my bowl of cereal, which is only Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I can't think of any other time I reach for milk, except to move it out of the way. If we get chocolate milk, I would. You know what? Maybe chocolate milk is one of the things.
I had a chocolate milk over the weekend. It was fantastic.
Right. I haven't exactly given it up, but I actively avoid buying it. I
try to, too. But that was my thing.
Because I'm lactose intolerant.
They have 7-Eleven chocolate milk. It's actually really good.
But I'm saying, you're lactose intolerant. Chocolate milk is delicious. I would not give up milkshakes, but chocolate milk. Because if you got a gallon of chocolate milk, I could drink it in a day and be perfectly fine.
The death of
and
me
then
is
sit
that,
on the toilet for an hour and a half.
Is that Smith Brothers chocolate?
Yeah, dude, I can't touch
Jesus,
it, man.
You can't. Yeah. Well, the problem is
it's a gateway drug, man.
It's gone.
Yes.
As soon as you start chugging that,
you don't drink some of it.
It is gone.
So there you go, chocolate milk.
Honestly, sometimes on a Sunday, if I'm like hungover, whatever, I'll just drink chocolate milk.
It's
delicious.
It's great. It helps. It does a lot. Man, something I'll never give up. I'll probably always eat hot dogs. I'll probably always eat pizza.
Why would you give up hot dogs or pizza?
Well, they're not good for you.
What do we eat that's good for us that's not a vegetable or fruit?
Well, I typically eat fish and salads every night.
Okay.
It's boring. That's so, like, every once in a while.
That is boring.
I like fish and I like salads.
I know. You just eat the meal that usually when people are eating that all the time and you ask them about it, there's some medical reason. Yeah, the doctor.
No, this is just, I like it. But
I can tell you one is shellfish.
You want to eat shellfish?
No, that I won't stop eating it. Right? I was just like, finally, it's like, all right, I'll start taking allopurinol so I don't get gout attacks. But like, I'm not going to stop eating crabs or shrimp.
My wife is right there with you. We were Baltimore,
she get
maybe?
Gout?
Not gout, but she had she ate nothing but shellfish for probably 4 or 5 days, I guess it was. Anyway, she has some kind of allergic reaction, goes to the hospital for it. And so she's explaining to me, they think that it's connected to shellfish. I'm like, oh, that sucks. She's like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, you're going to keep eating shellfish. She's like, absolutely. Like, I'll deal with hives, whatever. She does not care.
I put mussels and clams on the grill and just sat there and ate them with a fork. Mm-hmm.
Just like, I had some oysters on Saturday. There is a family member I have that has developed a shellfish allergy. But it's not terrible. It's just, it gives them horrible, like, gas. It makes their skin red. So we were all eating crab.
You just got this red dude farting?
Right. They were just like, I'll wait till you guys are kind of finished and then start eating. And I was like, what's going on? And they're like, this or that happens, but I love them. I go, that's fair. Well, you know what? Just eat them outside.
How quick do the farts start?
Seemed like within an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Reason we ask, what are you never giving up? Today, believe it or not, National Mac and Cheese Day.
Okay.
All right.
And in a new survey, 86% of Americans say it's an adult food. It's not a kid food.
It's both.
And
it is a human food. I don't care what, you might change up your style of mac and cheese.
How often do you have it?
A lot less now, man. I feel like maybe 5 years ago, I swear to God, I was probably eating it like once a week.
All right.
It'd be my go-to thing to make.
I think Kraft mac and cheese out of a box is a children's food.
Yes.
That's if it's good mac and cheese, it's for adults. Because kids won't eat it.
It's all not orange.
Okay. It's white.
I like the kids. I'll sit at the kids' table.
And it's not wrong. If you're ever at somebody's house and they've made hot dogs and mac and cheese for the kids, you're going to
eat it.
Yeah.
It only looks bad if you make that for yourself.
I also have the choice to buy the shell mac and cheese from Velveeta or the Kraft's got a version of it. I don't. I go back to that box. I don't know why. Because, look, man, you got to have that butter, you got to have milk, you got to have all the crap. With the Velveeta, you just squirt that crap on there, man.
That's how you know it's good.
And it's good. I don't know why I don't get it. I get the box. Either way, 50% of Americans say a macaroni and cheese once a week.
Really? Wow.
Which I thought was pretty high. And dinner or lunch on macaroni and cheese? So, for
usually
an example,
that's a dinner. Okay. It's just heavy. That's all.
The little store we have in the government building next door.
Yeah.
They have the little mac and cheese cups where you fill it up with water.
Yeah.
And, you put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. I never even think to buy one because I don't think of mac and cheese as a lunchtime food.
Ironically, I almost got a little from the self-serve bar today. I almost got mac and cheese.
Really?
Okay. I did.
Nice.
The passion for macaroni and cheese is real. 56% of people say they would give up coffee and they would give up Facebook before giving up macaroni and cheese.
I don't think people would be devastated to give up Facebook. That's no longer the thing it used to be. But, Mike, could you give up coffee before giving up mac and cheese?
No. I still need coffee. I'm honestly, I've kind of weaned myself a little bit more so off the coffee. However,
have you?
To a degree. I don't drink near as much as I used to. I also don't need it every day. Like, I'm not getting the headache so much anymore. I've gone lighter on it, but still love mac and cheese.
What's your guys' favorite comfort food? Because 32% of people say it's macaroni and cheese.
I would just go pizza.
I'm with you.
You can always get it, or you can just make it at home, and it doesn't take that long.
I think mine's pot pies or...
you've always been a pot pie guy.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder?
Love clam
chowder. I mean, I love clam chowder.
I live the hell out of it.
I don't even know the last time I've had it.
If counts as a comfort food, then I'd take pizza.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd put... Does a hamburger count?
I mean, if it comforts you.
I mean, what exactly is a comfort food at this point?
To me, it's more like mashed potatoes. It's like meatloaf.
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 And this will sound trashy, but I'd say at least once every couple of months, I go to Safeway and just get one of the pre-cooked ones.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Meatloaf is delicious.
It is. Any food that provides a sense of well-being, often associated with positive memories, emotions, or nostalgia. So it just kind of goes back.
I also think a comfort food is like, we're not worried about calories or or what's in it at that. You know, like you're not going to be like, let's get comfort food. Watch the carbs.
Yes. Right. Also, for me, comfort food is like when you bring home fried chicken from the grocery store.
Okay. Yeah.
Not only KFC, but from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like you went up to the bar.
That's what I'm saying. Chicken, though, dude. When I get that meatloaf, like, on a, like today's one of those days, like, ah, screw it, I'll still get a meatloaf.
Nothing wrong with meatloaf. Unless my mother makes it.
Ooh, that sounds good, too. They got the potato JoJo's.
Mm-hmm. I know. Grocery said it.
Now I'm thinking about grocery store fried chicken.
Who's You're not? I know, it's all- Hello, Cheyenne.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hola. Oh, let's see. What do we got for you, Cheyenne? Oh, God. Okay. Let's go with this one. What did you believe to be true growing up that was not, in fact, a truth? In other words, before the days of the internet and being able to search everything, you know, everybody had all these different thoughts or things that they believed to be true.
Like swallow a watermelon seed. It sticks in your... Yes. You're going to grow a watermelon. Yeah,
swallow gum and it doesn't get out of your body for seven years. Or whatever the deal is. Yep. Did you have any of those?
Well, I was actually just watching The Sopranos earlier today, and I got reminded of one that I thought when I was a kid, where it's like, I thought coffee, like, sobered people up, but apparently that's an urban myth.
It absolutely is an urban myth, and I think we all believe that up until we try to drink a cup of coffee after getting hammered, and it does nothing.
I find that the one thing that can sober you up quick is the cops.
Cops and any kind of big adrenaline rush.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, that doesn't...
Car wrecks and cops.
And it's amazing how that works. Your adrenaline can just push darkness out.
Holy cow. Yeah. We used to have all kinds of sick rumors about people that were not true, like Rod Stewart and other people.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
We had one about
a gallon of semen, I believe, in the stomach.
Something along that for my generation was Little Kim.
Little Kim.
The rapper?
Yeah, right. No, I know what it is.
Same thing. She had to get her stomach pumped because there was so much semen
in it. She loves it so much.
Yeah, Richard Gere with the hamsters and his rectum.
That was a big one.
Has that one ever been proven untrue?
You know, it hasn't. What I like about Richard Gere, he never addresses it.
I don't think anyone's asked him. I don't think they have the balls.
Somebody had to ask Richard. Dude, this legend's been going around. I mean, Christ, I'm 56. I mean, probably 40 years that I've been hearing this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know if there's any truth to it, but certainly a friend of his had to say, Richard, hey, man, between you and me, seriously. You put a hamster in your butt, and if you did, how did everyone find out? Because before the internet, this was word of mouth.
Who would do that?
It's not like, hey, man, go online and read this about yourself.
Maybe this is a mole rat. But
everywhere I go, this is a rumor about you. Right. Again, pre-internet. So, like, why is this spreading, Richard?
And how did it even happen?
What is going on?
How did it even happen?
Who thought of that?
Right. Like, why a hamster?
It went from coast to coast.
So
did you hear about Richard Gere?
Here's one that started in 1908, and it was from the original Boy Scout manual, Scouting for Boys, by Robert Baden Powell.
Was it called Scouting for Boys?
Scouting for Boys.
Jesus, it sure was. Phrasing!
And it wasn't too far off. Yeah. It's a quote, never bathe in deep water very soon after a meal or go swimming.
Oh, right.
It very likely will cause you to cramp, which doubles you up. And so you get drowned, is how they said it.
Get drowned.
Get drowned.
Get drowned, man.
Recently, a physician who also was a competitive swimmer in high school spoke out about the hypocrisy of this claim. Mostly because parents encouraged their kids to eat before playing soccer to prevent cramps. He said, I could physically tell the difference if I had two pieces of toast and then went and swam for an hour at 6 a.m. in high school versus if I didn't eat. I'd be dragging ass.
Thanks to our texters. I got a new joke for you, Miles.
Okay.
Why don't hamsters drive?
Why don't hamsters drive? I don't know.
They can't get out of gear.
Nice. Richard Gere hamster joke.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.